Welcome to The Great Sending, Season 3, the final episode, episode number 7, God's Heart for the World Beating Through You, a series of devotions edited by Will Soans and published by 10th Power Publishing of Elgin, Illinois. Focus of Season 3 has been the sending, the great sending Christ. Let me correct that, huh? The great Christ sending. This final episode of this season is under the theme of A Prophecy Fulfilled Through Ordinary People. It's written by Reverend Dr. Jerry Kieschnick. In Luke 2, verse 11, we hear the good news. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. And a little bit later in that chapter, we are told, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation. Isn't it amazing that in his eternal wisdom, God chose to send Jesus into the world, fulfilling an Old Testament promise with, except for the Holy Spirit, the assistance of ordinary people? Mary, the mother of Jesus, was a young teenager at the time the angel appeared to her with the announcement that she would have a child. Matthew's gospel simply says that before she was married, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Luke describes the appearance of the angel Gabriel to a virgin, that is Mary, betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph. The angel said that Mary would conceive and bear a son who would be called Jesus. When she questioned how that could be, Gabriel said, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you." 6 months before Jesus was born, his cousin John was born. John was the son of Zechariah, a priest, and Elizabeth, an elderly couple who had been childless until John came along. The Bible records both Mary's Magnificat, or Song of Praise, and Zechariah's prophecy. Fascinating words that must have been Holy Spirit inspired. The first folks who heard of the arrival of Jesus were ordinary shepherds, watching their sheep in the night that Jesus was born. Frightened by an angel and a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God. You and I would probably do the same thing the shepherds did. Check it out. They went to Bethlehem, they found the new baby, and then they told everyone they could find. Joseph and Mary took Jesus to Jerusalem to offer a sacrifice in the temple. There, an elderly man named Simeon took baby Jesus into his arms and spoke what we call the Nunc Dimittis, Lord, now let your servant depart in peace. Finally, we meet an 84-year-old widow, a prophetess named Anna, who we are told worshiped with fasting and prayer night and day. She gave thanks to God for the birth of Jesus. All these folks had one thing in common. They were ordinary people called by God to participate in the birth of the Savior. God still uses common, ordinary people to accomplish the mission begun with the sending of Jesus. In other words, he uses you and me. He sends you, he sends me, he blesses you, he blesses me. So ask yourself, what do you believe that you, as an ordinary but God-gifted person, can do to fulfill what God has sent you to accomplish? You know, both John's birth and Jesus' birth were miraculous events. What miracle has God performed in your life that convinces you of his love and that gives you the courage to be his representative? And also note that this story focuses on the very young, Mary and two babies, and the very old, Zechariah, Elizabeth, Simeon, and Anna. What role does your age play in fulfilling God's calling in your life? A very important question. Let's pray. Dear Father, you sent Jesus from heaven to earth. His life was surrounded by ordinary people. His love saves ordinary people. Help us as ordinary people to share the extraordinary message of your intention and desire that all be saved through faith in Christ our Lord, Jesus himself. Amen. This wraps up season 3, but season 4 will soon be recorded, and there we'll be talking about the great sending essentials. I hope you keep listening.